Justin Bliss. It's Justin Bliss, y'all. And I'm back for another episode. You already know we always here on Tuesdays and Fridays. Let's get it. Yeah, man. Another day awake. Another day blessed. Another day grateful. Man, you feel me? We grateful for everything. We entitled to nothing. You feel me? So with everything that's given in life, man, we just always grateful. I appreciate all my supporters, all my fans, all my followers, on the pod. Woo! If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. Like the podcast, share with your friends, foes, and your hoes. Man, it's Justin Bliss. Justin Bliss. Nothing. There is never nothing less. You feel me? Woo! Man, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day to have a beautiful day. You feel me? I don't know if you guys caught that. What I said, I said a real bar, yo. I said something real fire. So I'm going to repeat myself. I said this. Grateful for everything. Entitled to nothing. You feel me? And that's how you should live your life. That how I feel and how I see it. Be grateful for everything, but understand, humble yourself that you're entitled to nothing. Everything that you are given is a blessing. And don't take it for granted, not even for 1 second, not even a little bit, 1 ounce. Make sure you're extremely grateful for what you got. And be grateful also for the things that you don't got. Because, man, ain't nobody trying to deal with certain type of diseases and, you know what I mean, just certain type of crazy stuff that's going on. Like, man, we are extremely grateful where we are currently. Well, some of us, you feel me? I know I got listeners out the country, so I'm talking to the people that are not in the war, you know, in Ukraine and Russia and stuff like that. Like, we're not dealing with that. We might be dealing with the repercussions and, you feel me, every action got reaction type of thing. So like the gas prices and whatnot, but at the end of the day, buildings ain't getting blown up. And that's a blessing. Hospitals, schools, like that stuff ain't happening. So that's a blessing. That's such a beautiful thing. So always remember, be grateful for everything. Entitled to nothing. You feel me? Man. Today, bro, this Ramadan stuff is kicking your boy butt, bro. It's very humbling. It's a humbling experience, bro. It's like, man, when you don't got no food, not you don't have food, but you choose not to eat, you choose not to drink, you choose to be the best human being as possible for those 13, 14 hours. Man, it's tough, man. It's extremely tough, bro, to cleanse and fast all 5 senses, you know, and also your thoughts as well. Man, it's tough, man. Extremely tough, but it's well worth it. And I know that Allah is going to accept my sacrifice that I'm giving to him. All glory to him. God is good. God's great. Man, but yeah, bro, the last couple hours, man, it was hard stretch, man. It was a hard stretch. Like, bro, I was just laid out on the couch at like 2 hours left. I was like, man, when's this going to be over? So, but the thing is for you not to think about it so much. So do something. You know what I mean? So I started applying for other jobs, bro. Just keep my mind like awake and like killing time. You feel me? So I was applying for other jobs, still within Wells Fargo, of course. They're the sponsors, you feel me? They put up the bread to make this stuff right. So shouts to them always. I'm always grateful for the position that I'm in. And my position that I'm in, a lot of people are okay with that for the rest of their lives. And that's cool. You know what I mean? Whatever floats your boat, if that's your tea, that's your tea, sip it. It's not mine. We trying to achieve greatness, you feel me? We inspire to be great. You already know what it is, man. Got big dreams, feel me? Big aspirations, motherfucker. So I was doing that, and I started just watching Batman Begins, like on Netflix, just trying to kill time, bro. And then I was like trying to defrost my chicken, but I took it out the freezer too late for me to like cook it and stuff like that for it to be ready. So I was like, man, I need to go eat something like on time, right? So bust out, went to Chick-fil-A. Your boy went to Chick-fil-A, bro. Ain't been there in a minute. It's mad expensive, but it's hella good. You feel what I'm saying? And I always say this too, right? Because people be try to do the battle of the chickens and stuff. I'm going to tell you this when it comes to like fast food stuff, right? Chick-fil-A, hands down, got the best chicken. I'm talking about pound for pound, chicken for chicken, bar for bar. You know what I mean? Chicken, just strictly chicken, they got the best. You feel me? But bread-wise, when it comes with the chicken sandwich and stuff, I'm giving that to Popeye's chicken. Hands down. Bar for bar, bread for bread, pound for pound, we going with Popeye's for the bread. Now, for the sauce. Bar for bar, sauce for sauce, pound for pound, we giving it to Cane's. Cane's, bruh. Cane's, man. Cane's, bruh. Cane's sauce? Bruh, you can buy it in bulk at Cane's. You feel me? People go there just to buy it in like a gallon or something like that. That's wild. And they ain't doing that at no other fast food restaurant, just selling the sauce. They don't do that. You feel me? So, shouts to them for the sauce. If they can mix all those together, man. Mwah. Mwah. You feel me? Like, ooh, bro, man, it'll be something else, bro. You can charge that chicken sandwich probably like $20 and still have that joint going crazy. You feel me? My restaurant just bring the awareness and all that stuff. Charge that mug for $100, bro. $100. It's kind of like the $100 cheesesteak. You know what I mean? Philly cheesesteak. Like at the beginning, people was like, what the hell? But people wanted to go because, man, what's the hype about? Like, why is it $100? And then they figured out, like, drunk was hitting. You feel me? But it wasn't crazy hitting, but it was hitting, though. It was quality. And they got the buzz, and you can't get any cheaper than that. You got to keep it at $100. So, you know, so, yeah. That's how we going to break it down on the food. But yeah, got two number twos. I don't really like, for me, right, I don't really like Chick-fil-A's like deluxe grilled, like the ones that are like number like eight and like, you know what I mean, those other ones that look all super fancy, whatever. The chicken, when you order it, it's always small. Like it's like a, like the chicken patty, right? Like it's small, bruh. But when you order number one or number two, the chicken breast that they use is way bigger, bro. And I feel it's way more filling. You feel me? So I used to just get the number one, which is just the original normal one. You feel me? And then I figured out number two actually put like the lettuce and tomato and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, man, that's what we're rocking with now. So number two is what I get. You feel me? Their fries be hitting. It's not the best fries in the world. How some people be hyping that waffle fry up. It's not all that, my nigga. Chill out. But the fries are good. I'll say that. Like, McDonald's got better fries than them. You feel me? And that's just keeping it 100. But their fries is cool. It kind of, like, when you eat it, kind of tastes a little bit healthier. But I'm not 100% sure because it's not, like, crazy fried. Like how McDonald's or other fast food joints are. But it don't don't taste bad. It tastes good. So respects to them, man. Respects to them. And that's what I ate to break the fast, drink my water. You feel me? And we're feeling good. We're feeling back alive. You feel me? Like, he's alive. You feel me? Your boy up now. You feel me? So, man, your boy feeling like 100 mil. And your boy gonna run it up to 100 mil. You already know what it is. But, man, but that was today. That was work. Everything's good. Everything's smooth. Man, we are gearing up and getting closer and closer to your boy. Gonna start the process again about buying the second property. You already know. Keep it locked here with the Justin Bless podcast. And I'll make sure I give super big updates and how everything's going, how I feel about the process and all that. We about to gear up, man. About like 2 weeks, your boy about to run it up. And I'm going to give full exclusively details on this pod. So, man, stay tuned in. Murphy, try and get that residual income, that passive income that you don't got to do anything for. You feel me? Like, bro, like I got a notification for a deposit today from my property management company that I'm about to get paid. You feel me? A couple thousand and about like 3 days, because it takes like a 3-day process, you feel me, to hit my bank account. So it's beautiful things, man. Beautiful things. And I'm gonna share all the knowledge here, man, because about not what the world can do for you, but what you can do for the world. You feel me? What you could do for God's plan and make God's plan execute. And I don't want y'all to be like broke and suffering and stuff like that while you listen to this pod. But at the end of the day, bro, I can't make a horse drink water. All I can do is just lead y'all to the river. You feel me? So, hey, it's on you. Some people want the game. They get the game, but they don't hustle. Like, bro, you got to apply it, bro. You got to go out there and hustle. Maybe it's not the field that I'm in, right, with real estate. Maybe it's like something else. You could take multiple of lessons that I have experienced and expressed on this podcast and go and take it to a whole nother field. You feel me? Like buying your own farmland and starting a whole farm, join the farm industry. You feel me? And sell them apples and all that other stuff too, like fries, Publix, Walmart, Costco, all types of stuff. You feel me? So, hey, do what you do, man. It's endless options out there, endless doors. Just got to go out there and seek it and make it happen. It's a beautiful thing, man. Yeah, but let's get into this news report. You feel me? Your boy been talking a little bit. Let's get into that news report. News report. News. Week report. And you already know what your host is, who your host is, man. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless that's going to deliver this news report for y'all. You feel me? So, oh, we definitely got to give applause, man. We can't start it off without doing this. You feel me? Without doing this, we can't do that. We can't do that. So, that's what we're about to do right now, man. We're about to give this girl a round of applause, big round of applause, big shout outs, and have the official day for Miss Jackson.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Respect, respect. Respect, man. I won't mess up her name. You feel me? It's like Kentanji Brown Jackson. I'm gonna just call you Miss Jackson. You feel me? Respects to her making it official. She is the, confirmed the U.S. Supreme Court, man. making history, man, as a black woman. Respect to black woman, protect black women. You feel me? And black woman protect us as well. You feel me? Respect. It goes both ways. So she's the first black woman, man. Oh man, it's a beautiful thing, man. Hey, Joe Biden, respect to you for doing that. You know what I mean? First Supreme Court pick, man. It's a beautiful thing, bro. So great. Respects. Being the first like black person to do anything is definitely breaking down barriers and stuff like that. But sometimes they put too much emphasis on it, I personally feel. Sometimes it's just like, yo, just respect her for being her. You feel me? Like, she didn't receive any special treatment or anything like that. And I think sometimes they put a lot of emphasis on it because they want you to know, like, because everybody knows the black people journey. You feel me? The race that we run in America ain't the same compared to anybody else. The closest people that I might be compared to in a way is like the Middle Easters. You know what I mean? Like Iraq, Pakistan, all them people. You feel me? Like when it comes to America, they definitely judged a lot. But our race is still much harder. Hey, one more thing, man. If you are a trucker out there, man, Walmart is willing to pay truckers, bro, 110 bands, bro, for the first year. You feel me? It fluctuates between 95 to 110. I'm definitely thinking that's geared more towards your experience and stuff like that while it fluctuates. So, man, if you like a two-year truck driver, no accidents or anything like that, bro, Walmart is getting cash y'all up, man. They raised up. They're paid for truckers by 26%. Respect to Walmart. Walmart doing the damn thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I was a trucker, man, I would been applied like yesterday, nigga. Yo, the UFC, man, the UFC, they my, man, that's a sport that I watch a lot outside of soccer. So, yo, the UFC is going to start paying fighters a new bonus in crypto, which is mad dope, mad cool. I think some of them want to still get paid in cash with a check, whatever, because that crypto thing is like up and down. You know what I mean? Like, and right now, like the joint's down. So it's like, but the UFC been on fire in deep waters, nigga, because they're paid for their fighters, bro. Even stars, upcoming stars get paid 12 and 12. That means you get paid 12 for going to the show, and after the fight, you get paid another 12, bro, for one fight, sacrificing, signing the contract, signing your life away. You know what I mean? Like, you could die up in there, and you're putting your life on line for 24K? Hell nah, you feel me? But it's cool, you feel me, with the new bonus. They need to just pay their fighters just much more, bro. Like, everybody that's putting their life on the line, bro, should be a millionaire, bro. Real talk, at least 1 million. You know what I mean? You got NBA and all that. Yo, they get paid worse than women's sports. And women's sports get paid hella low. You know what I mean? Like, they just recently changed that, the MLS women and the MLS, like, men, they get paid the same. But before that, bro, like, compare apples to apples with the joint, bro. Like, man, they get paid way less. And then you compare the UFC to the women WNBA or whatever, bro. Bro, come on. Like, there's like one or two or three people that have $1 million that play for $1 million in the WNBA, right? In the NBA, there's like, nigga, like everybody, you know what I mean? Even niggas on the bench and stuff like that. The UFC was the biggest fighting organization, bro. None of these niggas is up there. Not even close, bro. The heavyweight champ recently fought for $600,000. Like, bruh, what? That's the cream of the crop. And then my man's going to get, he's getting paid less than 100. It's wild, bro. But hey, it be like that. I could never put my life on the line for that bullshit. Not at all. Forget all that. Yo, another thing, man, that's from people on the East Coast and stuff like that, just all over the world, just period, bro. The window is closing fast, bro, for house hunters. in the busiest season ever in the United States, bro. The inflation is ramping up like crazy. You feel me? The bid is super high, extremely high. Man, 2 years in the pandemic, bro, and the house booming just continued to boom. People saying that it was gonna crash in the top of this year, bro. It is still climbing the charts. So whatever that's going on, bro, whatever that you're dealing with in your situation, man, please try to purchase a house minimum, at least that. You feel me? Because the investors out here, they're not playing no games because they see what's going on. And they already know, like, oh, okay, we're going to come in here and buy everything up and it's going to force y'all to rent for the rest of y'all lives. Y'all do not want to be those people. Real, 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 real talk. You feel me? So get right, man. Get right. Because these investors got deep pockets. They ain't playing no games, throwing straight cash at these niggas. Like, yeah, what did you want? You wanted $450? Okay, we're going to give you $500. $50,000 above asking price. Ain't nobody turning that down. You feel me? So y'all be careful and y'all just play smart. You gotta play along. Ain't no other way that you can survive in the United States. You feel me? So you gotta play along. You gotta play the game, but just do it right though. Do it right. Do it smart. Yeah. But man, that's it, bro. No, really. Yeah, man. No really other news other than that. Oh, there is this other news. We'll just say this. 65% of Americans who believe humans are to blame for the Earth's warming over the past century. I'm going to say, yeah, bro, because we are doing a lot of things that heat up the world, bro, the globe. Because it's like, If you like have a car, right? Our car gets hot. The engine is hot as hell. That's why it has a sign on there. Don't touch the freaking engine, my guy, when the car is running. If you got millions of people riding, I don't know how hot an engine get, but you feel me? Riding around and stuff like that on a daily, super busy through Monday through Friday. Bro, of course that's going to create heat. You feel me? And then we got like cement and like a whole bunch of other things that hold, that contracts heat and holds it for a while. It's gonna heat up, bro. It's just bounce. It just heat up like that. So, hey, man, global warming is real. But, man, who am I? You feel me? Who am I? I ain't nobody but a guy. My guy? But you know what it is, though. It's just a bless, nothing less. Give it straight. We ain't do no faking around here. So, that's that. Man, but that's the news report, man, and hopefully you guys got to learn something and about the news and stuff and apply it to your life and adjust accordingly. At the end of the day, man, you're responsible for your life. And remember, be grateful for everything. You're entitled to nothing. Everybody that be trying to be entitled in this stuff is mad goofy, and you guys get messed up and trapped up and mess your whole life up. You feel what I'm saying? Yo, so yesterday, right, I was on Netflix and I was like, man, like, I haven't watched a movie in a while. Like, I've been telling you guys, I've been on anime. You feel me? Top Boy. Yeah, bruv. Where the peas from? You know what I mean? I was on Top Boy. A couple different shows here and there. I haven't watched a movie in a while, bro. I don't know. Like, I'm more of a TV show type of dude, bro. Like, I need the full story. You feel me? I need the little bits and pieces, the stuff that you can't fit in a movie. You have to, like, just zoom through because you don't want the movie to be extra long or nothing like that. That's why I like TV shows, because they make sure they give you the full detailed breakdown. At and me, if I like a show, I'm super invested. So I haven't really watched the movie. So I was about to say Twitter. I was on Netflix. You feel me? And I was like, man, I should watch something, whatever. Excuse me. Let me get drinking some of this water. I was on Netflix and I was like, yo, let me like scroll in. You feel me? You already know what it is. When you're on Netflix, you're scrolling for like damn near like 30 minutes. You feel me? So I found this movie called A Tender Swindler. I like how they rhyme that, but it's, man, that's a tongue twister right there. You can't say that 10 times fast, you feel me? Tender Swindler, Tender Swindler, Tender Swindler, you know what I mean? Like, that's too much. But yo, so I watched it, right? And I was just thinking, I was going back, and I was like, man, like, think about my whole Tinder stuff, you feel me? Like, my whole Tinder days when your boy was out there, you feel what I'm saying? So what should I do? Should I give you guys the breakdown of this this Tinder joint and then get into my story and, like, my experience? Or should I do my experience first and then get into the Tinder Swindler movie? What should we do? What should we do? What should we do? Yo, what should we do? What should we do? We gonna break down the movie first, and then I'm gonna hit y'all with the hot spicy. You feel me? Hit you with that real tea sipper with my stories and my stuff with it. You feel me? But before we even get into it real quick, I do gotta say this. Every bad girl that I ever seen, right? Ever, right? Like, I'm not saying, like, let me take that back. For the most part, like 90% of all women I ran across with, I came across with in person, bruh, been on Tinder. Had to just say it straight out. Had to give it to you guys straight like that. So men, you see some bad girl walking down the street, bro, I'm telling you, she been on Tinder. And niggas know what the hell Tinder is about, you feel me? But before we're not gonna get too in deep with that, let me break you guys down this joint. If you haven't seen already, you might as well stop this pod right now, go put that mug on and watch it, and come back and press play after the hour and a half or whatever how long it is, and then start again, because I'm about to spoil it. You feel me? I'm about to break it down. So gave y'all the heads up before I even said anything. Can't be like, yo, Justin, be spoiler. Justin, this, just. Nah, my guy. It's not me. And I don't like when people do that either. Especially, bro, if you ever watch a show or anything like that. I remember my sister told me about a show, Safara, or I don't know, something like that. Like I said, I don't know these shows she's talking about, but it's like some girl show or something. Like, she got some drug addict or something. Like, I don't know. You feel me? But that joint be popular. That shit mad popular. And she's like, yeah, whenever the episode come off, I make sure I stay off of Twitter. Bro, straight up, bro, you got to stay off of Twitter, because people just love just being the spoiler. You know what I mean? I don't even know why. Like, it's mad goofy. But people be doing that. So, and me too, like, whenever, like, something drop or something like that, I make sure, like, when Top Boy came out, didn't go on Twitter, you know what I mean? It's just stuff like that. But anyways, that's why I'm about to give y'all the warning now. Okay, the Tinder Swindler, man, whatever, you feel me? All right, so, buddy's name is Simon, you feel me? That's his first name. And then Buddy always had another name, his original name, his origin name, because Buddy changed his name to Simon. But his original name is Shymorn, something like that, you feel me? So Buddy been finessing, bro, finessing. I'm talking about scamming, you feel what I'm saying? Like, y'all remember Hush Puppy. Y'all remember that, Buddy. You know what I mean? Y'all know when we were playing this and everything like that, and Hush Puppy was on the break. Hush Puppy was doing his thing, finessing. Bruh, I bet He was playing this song right now, you feel me? When my man was finessing and stuff like that, he had this song on replay, you feel me? Insert card, ooh. I'm online. Voila. Sufficient funds on the swipe. Okay. Service fees too high. Hey. KMT, that's a third of the swipe. Hey. African boy, that's me. You won't catch me in no dead CC. Okay. I can be a local cash, I'll switch it. I can be a local scammer. Insert card, I'm online. Okay. Sufficient funds on the swipe. Voila. Service fees too high. KMT is a third of the swipe. Okay. African boy, that's me. You won't catch me. Yeah, you feel me? So, but he was finessing. You feel me? Ever since the dude was 18, nigga had to go to jail for finessing so damn hard, right? And then nigga got out, and then he had to go to court again. You feel me? Like, buddy had to go to court again. He was like, nah, I ain't doing that, my guy. So, buddy changed his name to Simon. You feel me? This one, buddy, was 18, bro, like turning 19 or whatever. So, no, he was 18, had to go. So, he did 3 years. So, you have 18, 19, 20, 21. So, 21, you feel me, has to go to court, whatever, gets out, does the three. 21, had to go to court. He was like, hell nah, change his name to Simon. Change his name to Simon, flee the country. And this nigga was from Israel. And y'all know Israel, man, that place is a wild place, bro. And it's wild because it's not even gangs necessarily, bro. It's religions going against other religions trying to claim like the Holy Land in a way. You feel me? Joint's not safe out there. It's really wild. My mom says she want to go there for Jerusalem and stuff like that. But it is so like, bro, like it's not even like a, ain't safe, my guy. Like they have walls that divided, man, like to get through into the cities, just, man, bruh, it's a lot. So hey, if you want to go to Israel, y'all be safe. Do I want to go there one time? Yeah, definitely one time. I love to go there, but man, I need a group with me. There's no way I'm going there by myself. No way. You feel me? So anyway, so buddy flees the scene. You feel me? Flees the scene. And my man's like, discover Twitter. I mean, Twitter. Tinder. He discovered Tinder. Now my man ramps it up, bro. My man's really about to really start finessing these niggas, right? So it's this girl, and she's over there like, you know, I'm trying to find love and letting people know that I'm not here for a hookup or anything like that. Whoop-de-whoop, blah, 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 blase, blase. You feel me? Ho stupid, because it's Tinder. What the hell do you think niggas is on there for? So all that goofy stuff, you trying to come out and be like, oh, I'm gonna marry the love of my life. The love of my life is on Tinder. No. Go on a different app. You feel me? Go to Christian Mingle or something like that. Black people meet black people, or like some other stuff. You feel me? Some other apps. I don't know the apps. Like, I don't know any of those apps. Like Bumble and I heard of Bumble. Never been on there before, but I heard of Bumble and all them other apps. You feel me? Don't go on Tinder for that. Her goofy ass went on there, right? And she's over here trying to like quote Beauty and the Beast. Like, when I was growing up, you know, Beauty and the Beast, you want this beast, but you want him to be nice and humble to you, but mean to other people and protect you and whoop de whoop, blah, 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 blase, blase. You feel me? So she doing her whole little swiping thing. You feel me? She said she been swiping for a minute. She swiping. She seen this one nigga named was Simon. This nigga looks rich. You know what I mean? Niggas on private jets, walking up a private jet. Nigga in the freaking Rolls Royce. Nigga at the beach, eating this fancy looking food, real small, but cost you like $1,000 a plate. You feel me? So you got to order like five of them to get full. So that's 5,000, like shit like that. And she's over here like, oh man, this guy looks so nice, and he looks like a lifestyle that I love to be with. Yeah, of course, ho. The nigga is rich. Of course you're going to be like, oh, that's something I don't like to be a part of, nigga. Of course. Like, I don't understand. Like, I didn't understand. Then she said this shit, right? Before I get into that. All right. So buddy already liked her. I'm pretty sure buddy just likes everything. You feel me? He got the premium subscription, so he has unlimited likes. So he probably just likes everything, right? Just liking them all. So when he gets a connect, that's when that nigga starts trying to finesse these hoes. And showing up, that girl that I was talking about, Beauty and the Beast, and all that other references that she got going on, this nigga, bing, you feel me? This nigga's like fishing. Like, if you ever fished before, you gotta be patient, bro. But when that fish gets on that line, you rail that sucker in. And that's basically what he did. So this nigga was saying, he's like, yo, I'm in London. And she was in London when they connected, right? He's like, I'm in London, but I'm about to leave soon on a business trip. Would you like to get some coffee? My nigga is shoot it straight. So respects to my man. He ain't try to play like, hey, what you doing? Whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. She was like, nah, I like to meet you and stuff like that. So buddy's like, all right, come to the Four Seasons. Sends the address. Bam, already. Everybody know what the hell Four Seasons is. You feel me? I ain't never been to one. I ain't get treated like that at Four Seasons yet. But I got to check it out. Floyd Mayweather always be talking about it. So, yo, I got to go check that mug out. So anyways, in London, Four Seasons. And the nights is stupid. You feel me? You paying like $1,200 a night, or probably $1,200 a night for like one of them small rooms. You feel me? Like them average Joes. But if you try and get like a nice ass suite, that mug probably will run you like $4,000 a night or something like that. So she pulls up over there at the Four Seasons. You feel me? She goes inside because they got coffee in the lounge area and stuff, lobby area and stuff. She goes there. Sure enough, the thing when you meet somebody offline, what's the number one thing that you don't want to get caught with? Man, you don't get caught with a catfish. You feel me? So she was over here saying that she was nervous. Oh my, I don't know if he's gonna look the same, blah, blah, blah. Nigga come down the elevator, whatever. It showed exactly was that nigga that was in the picture. She was like, oh, he's so handsome, blah, blah, blah. Had a coffee and whatnot, right? Then buddy was like, hey, we're about to take a private jet to Milan or something like that. I don't know where the hell that nigga was going. Sweden. He was going somewhere, right? He was like, hey, would you like to come with us? I can have my chauffeur drive you to your place, pick up some stuff. You can pack real quick and come with us so we can spend more time together. My nigga, this is the first date, bruh. Literally the first date. And I'm just like, damn, like that? Okay, that's what's up. You feel me? And me, man, I can never hate the player, bruh. You can't hate the player, bruh. Hate the game, but you can't hate the player. If you can't deliver game like that, you can hate on that, but you can't hate the player. And man, I wasn't hating. I ain't hate on the game either. I'm like, this nigga doing it big. You feel me? He's shooting at the hip, letting him be known. Respects to my man. Anyways, girl was like trying to like, you know, a lot of women be trying to like not act like they super happy. They want to play it cool, like it ain't nothing to them, like they get this treatment all the time. F all that. Hoes always be doing that, bro. And girls be doing that all the time. Like, bruh, if you know you bring something crazy to the table, men, you keep your composure and let them know what it is. Like, yo, this is what I bring to your life. And I know a lot of men are not doing stuff like this. So don't try to act like you norm to this, like you numb to this. Nah, my guy. Only a select few women ever experience stuff like this. You feel me? But anyways, she said yes, of course. Hop in a Rolls Royce. Rolls Royce, nigga, take her to her place. Pack a bag real quick. Meet at the airport to fly off, right? So when she was flying off, there's another girl in the elevator at the airport, and it was with his kid. Like Simon told her that at the coffee table, whatever. I skipped this part. Had a kid or whatever. So that girl's right there, right? And so she thought it was kind of awkward or whatever, but she was like, "Oh, it's very nice and respectful because he's taking care of his kids, whoop-de-whoop, this, that, and the third." Let me tell you this. For men out there, if you have a kid, it is extremely attractive to women that you take care of your kids. You might want to hide your kid, right? Don't do that, my guy. That's the wrong move. That's a wrong thinking right there. And that thinking is why Women don't respect you, bro. At the end of the day, bro, you a man. You feel me? Be accountable for your actions. Even if you're not with the woman, be there for your children or your child if you have one. And let it be known from the jump you got a kid, whoop-de-whoop, and you take care of your kid, and you show it with action, nigga, not just words. That girl's gonna respect you so much, bro, I ain't even trying to play with you, my guy. I don't have a kid, but I have seen it be done multiple ways. And my nigga has great success, because a man having a kid is not necessarily it devalue your value. You don't devalue yourself having a kid. Now, a woman having a kid and not with the man, devalue them. Come on, my guy. Don't be thinking out here like you like a girl out here. Be a man. So anyways, he brings that with it. Yeah, it might be uncomfortable, but at the end of the day, your girl respects you. That's exactly what she said. So a man respect him because he brought his kid, whoop-de-whoop, this and that, and he's making sure that he's taking care of the baby mama, whoop-whoop, this, that, and the third. He know what he was doing. This nigga, this ain't his first rodeo, right? On a private jet, whatever. Fly her to someplace or whoop-de-whoop or whatever, right? Do they thing. Fly her back. You feel me? Like the next day or something. Nigga definitely smashed, because ain't no way you doing private jet and nigga ain't smashing. So nigga did the private jet, stayed at another Four Seasons, bro, and smashed the hoe. Sent her back and just straight blew her mind. So she over here worried like, man, like, what is this? When he's gonna text me, blah, blah, blah. He thought he just blew her off, smash and dash. You feel me? But nah. Nigga hit her up a couple days later. You gotta let it buffer a little bit. You gotta let her anxiety play some tricks on her. You feel me? So that's what nigga did. And then she was like super geeked. He started hitting her up, blah, blah, blah. So, but this thing was always trying to play the role. Like, yo, I'm in a diamond industry. It's dangerous out here. And the diamond industry is dangerous, man. Blood diamond. They don't call those diamonds for no reason. Niggas really shed their blood lives for diamonds, bro. It ain't no joke. So smart that he picked that role. Like I said, this nigga, he ain't no chump, bro. Respect the player, bro. Give credit to the player. This nigga knew it, right? So this nigga start playing his role, start doing his thing, whoop de whoop, this, that, and the third, right? Just finessing, just, bruh, finessing. So girl freaking, he started at the same time when he's saying he's on this private jet going to all these places, he really is doing that. But the thing is, bro, he running it up with other hoes' money. You know what I mean? And this how he gets the girls' money. Let me explain it. So because he's in the diamond industry, people know it's dangerous. He would like have videos of people like breaking into like his stores. But it's not his stores, bro. It's just like videos that are just acting or whatever, right? Like he would have those joints in there. So like he would like, okay, time to play this scene for her. So for her, because first he blew her mind, right? Blew her damn socks off. Now she's really trying to rock with your boy. So the boy starts, good morning, sending poems and all this other shit. You feel me? And then he starts playing the role a little bit. When his money start getting low from another hoe, he starts playing the role that his life might be starting to get in danger. Now that his life's in danger, you love the nigga. Now you want the nigga to be safe. And then right before that, right, he started doing the whole danger role. He'll say, hey, like, I'd love for you to live with me, blase, blase. After he had a couple dates flying back, whatever, right? Taking all these pictures and all this other stuff. Yeah, keep the lifestyle up. Like, this nigga got the bread like that. He said, you should come live with me. I miss you that much. Whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. She said she would love to, whatever. So he's like, yeah, you should look for an apartment in your city, blah, 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 blase, blase. So, of course, this thing got hella bread. Well, it looks like this thing got hella bread. So, she ain't picked no regular-ass apartment. She picked one that's upscale, you know what I mean? Gated fence, you can't just buzz your way in. Got security guard at the front. You got to give your name. They got to check with them, let you in, drive a little bit. You feel me? Then you get to the place. That type of joint, right? So after she makes the offer for the place, whatever, he's making it seem like, oh, my card or whatever, or my bank account's having some problems, whatever, because all these transactions, can you put down a deposit and all that other stuff? And of course, she's in love with the nigga. She's like, yeah, she'll she do that. She's falling all up in the trap. This nigga was a mastermind, bro. So Buddy, right? Now Buddy start playing the role. Nigga comes back. You feel me? Comes back into it when she purchased the place under her name and all that other stuff. That Buddy wasn't even there. Comes back, stays the night, smashes or whatever. The girl was like, not the girl. He had his bodyguard text him, like blowing up his phone, basically, right? Blowing up his phone and all that. Middle of the night type of stuff. All acting, right? And saying that, oh, somebody robbed your place. Blah, blah, blah. Send him a video, whatever. Video whole fake. But you see people like breaking in and stuff like that. Of course, to the girl, she think it's real. So he's like, man, I gotta go type of thing. So nigga has to leave, whatever. Bodyguard nigga outside. Nigga jets out. Zoom. You feel me? Nigga jet out. Now this nigga really gonna start playing the role. You feel me? Because it looked like he's on the run for his life type of thing. So now he starts asking for bread. He's like, man. He said, my security guard's saying that they are tracking me by my credit card. If you could please take out a loan and I'll give the money right back to you. Whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. Apply for Amex, blase, blase. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll do that for you. You feel me? Because she thinks she in love with the nigga. They in love. So she do that. Take out a loan for like $20,000 or something like that. Just bananas, you feel me, type of thing. First, it was an Amex, right? So those Amex cars, man, they run up. They show, dude, you can put like $1 million or something on there or something. So she got that joint for like $50,000 or something like that. I think that was first. But then you can do a cash advance off those cards. And he was saying, yo, I need cash, whatever. Can you come fly out here? I can book your flight. You come out here, give me cash so I could do this so they're not following me and tracking me with my credit card. So she's like, yeah, I could do that. So she takes like a normal plane, buys the plane ticket, her own plane ticket, you feel me? Goes to where he's at, gives him a whole bunch of cash. It was like $50,000 in cash or something. They chill for a little bit, whoop-de-whoop, whatever. He's like, yo, I gotta go. It's my enemies are following me. But he bounces. I mean, she bounces or whatever. So I'm gonna tell you this. She figured out that she started getting played and stuff like that. Because this thing keep asking for more and more money, this, that, and the third, never paying her back, coming up with all this finesse, all this type of excuses. And she run it up, bruh. A quarter mil on Buddy, bruh. And nigga ain't pay her back, bruh. So this nigga whole plan is, he had women, multiple women, that he'll get them on the same plan, bruh. Send these niggas the same pictures, bro. The same videos, people breaking in, security guard look like he got into a fight. They're trying to kill him. But the security guard got hit, like scared, like all super acting, right? Like, bro, like this nigga, like in an ambulance, like, bro, when I tell you this nigga had this shit laid out, like, I see why these hoes fell for it. Mad goofy for a nigga that you don't even see like that, but it is what it is, though. But yeah, he always say he'll pay them back, never pay them back, saying he's gonna send it. And when he maxed them out, is when he starts acting funny and all this other stuff. But before, you feel me, he's like, yo, I want to marry you, have your kids, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. You're here for me. And girls love being a captain, bro. They love being a captain, save a hoe. Niggas, some niggas like doing that too, but a lot of women like saving a nigga. They like feeling like they superwoman, but it's all a game, bro. It is all a game. But yeah, so Buddy comes and maxes it out, quarter mil. She took out loans, my guy. Like, she was saving for, like, to get a house or whatever she was saying. Straight played this hoe. And this is how he played it, man. Like I said, he had a couple hoes. Same picture, same story. Just recycled the story with a different hoe. You might have to fly to a different country, but it is what it is. It's all off of Tinder. And then he would even have it to the point, like, nigga was smart, bro. Nigga was smart, bro. I give it to him. He would have the girl that he's with, he'd be like, yo, block your, put your Instagram on private. Don't have it linked to your Tinder and all this stuff. Because if they see me with you, they're trying to get to me through you, and I want you in danger. So they would, like, delete their social media and stuff, bro. But this nigga still have his running, bro. Nigga was smart, bro. So just in case another girl can't be like, oh, I got this this many friends in common with this person, whoop-de-whoop, blase, blase, nigga did his damn thing, bro. Real, real, real talk. So he would, when he's on a date with one woman, he's spending another woman's money, the loans and all that. You feel me? When he's rushing, like, yo, give me bread, get a loan out, this, that, and the third. When the money comes, he's taking out another girl on a private jet. You feel me? Coffee date. And running the whole damn play over and over and over again. Nigga did the damn thing. Respects to my man. Not for playing the hoes, but just the game, bro. It was just well executed, bro. You can't hate it, bro. Buddy did the damn thing, man. Did the damn thing, bro. Ooh, but this nigga did get his caught. He did get caught, bro. Because, like, that girl I just told you about took out the quarter mil. She figured out, like, this nigga was, like, she figured out, like, through Google and stuff like that, looking at some old transactions, she seen a name, Googled it, and seen that that baby mama I told you about that was on the elevator, I was going on a private jet that had the kid. Her, she got finessed by this nigga back in Israel when he was, like, 18 years old. And then she seen him, his name, and put everything together, you feel me? He basically just finessed her because he stopped talking to her. Do you see this nigga game? This is top tier, bruh. How do you finesse a hoe? Get sense for finessing the hoe. And then you go finesse some other hoes when you are out of jail. And you bring the hoe along that you finesse the first time. Bruh, what? Like, man, you can't hate on this nigga, bruh. This nigga did it. Like, man, I know women are like, man, how can you praise this nigga, blah, blah, blah. It's not even that. It's just like the execution. Like, how'd you do that? Like I never thought of anything that high. Cause I'm like, yo, there's no way, like, you can get caught. But you never know if you don't try, right? Showing up, nigga tried, nigga executed, living the lavish life. Like, Rolls Royces, Ferraris, nigga. Like, all type of shit. You feel me? Staying at the Four Seasons. Everywhere he goes, stays at the Four Seasons, bro. Like, nigga don't have a house. So he has to be racking it up. So this nigga had to have a lot of bread finessed, bro. Didn't have a job, nothing like that. Eating, not no cheap shit. Nigga was eating for real plates. And then he has to go there multiple times because, like, the waiters and the butlers and all them knew his name. Wild, bro. Just wild how this nigga ran it. So, yeah. So, anyways, that first girl, she's like, yo, I need him to stop finessing girls, whoop-de-whoop. So she goes and goes to the biggest news outlet in Norway. I believe it's called GV News Outlet or something like that. She gives a story to them and all this other stuff. And then they, like, finally get a case or whatever it is, or a story, put it all together and just blast it. You feel me? Oh yeah, while he was finessing her, he finessed another girl, and they tag team, put it all together and blast it through the news outlet. She start blowing up. While she was blowing up, this nigga was running. This nigga didn't give a damn. This nigga was still running the same play, right? Running the same play with another hoe. And right before he about to board the plane, whatever, or she was about to board the plane with him, she sends him the news article, hey, this is you. And he's like, nah, these hoes is lying on me, whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, okay. But she went with a gut instinct. So she downloaded the page before she had to put her plane on airplane mode. Gets to wherever she get to. Nigga calls, like, yo, these bitches lying on me, whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. But she still reads the article, right? And then, like, she hits up the girls or whatever. And, like, they basically lay down what he did to them. And she was like, yo, that's exactly what's happening to me. The private jet, coffee date, Four Seasons, the same exact play, bruh. Just at a different city. Same exact thing. And then she realized, like, yo, this nigga playing me too, right? So she's trying to get this nigga caught up. So she's trying to play her cool because she's trying to play with these camera people to get pictures of him and all that. So she goes to dinner with the nigga. The news people come and try to take pictures while he's coming out the hotel. Try to take some pictures. Nigga sees the camera. He's like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? People try to take pictures of me? Hop in the car, nigga zoomed out. You feel me? Driving dumb fast out of that hoe. Nigga was going crazy. But anyway, so the girl ended up really actually, because the story was so damn huge, he couldn't get money, finesse hoes or whatever. But he had this one hoe left. He had this one girl left. But she already read the article, already knew. So, but this nigga running out of money. Like I told you, he ain't have no job, nothing. Nigga was living straight off of finesse money. And it's just dumb he played it that way. So she's just like, he's trying to like beg her, I want to have kids with you, whoop-de-woo, blase, blase. And she's just not falling for it, you feel me? She's like, I don't have no money. She's like, I don't have no money either. She's like, well, you can sell your car. You can give me the money. I can give it back to you. Just trying to finesse her, right? She ain't falling for it. But then she came up with a plan because she already gave this nigga loans already. You feel me? Because she's already like in it. So she was like, man, I ain't trying to lose all my bread. So she came up with a plan that she wanted to swindle the Twitter swindler. And she's like, yo, this nigga always have designer clothes, like a suitcase full of these hoes, you feel me? So that, yo, I'm gonna go see him one last time, get all his clothes, then come back and sell it. So she came up with a plan. Hey, we can sell your clothes and I'll give you the money and stuff like that. But she was never planning to give the nigga the money. She flies out wherever that nigga at, middle of nowhere. This nigga staying like in a shack somewhere or something like that. And then this nigga gave her clothes or whatever. For some reason, nigga didn't smash that night because she still had to play it cool. You feel me? He didn't smash that night. She was like, yo, thank God he didn't make a move or whatever, because there's no way she could have like fight it. You feel me? Because nigga already smashed. So it's like, yo, if I smash once, don't be trying to hide the pussy now. You know what I mean? But nigga didn't do it. In the morning, she packed the suitcase up. This nigga ain't even help her pack all the clothes up. That's what she said. I was like, damn, that's wild, this nigga, right? She's like, well, he's like, all right, hurry up. I love that you're with me. You're for me. Yo, here's the letter. Open this letter when you're on the plane, blah, blah, blah. And it was like some love letter just saying thank you for being here at this hard time of my life. Whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. So she sells all the clothes. And this thing's like, how long is it taking you to sell these clothes? Like, it's been like a whole week. These should be flying off the shelves, blah, blah, blah. Bro, a week turns into freaking 10 days, 20 days. This nigga ain't getting nothing. Then he finally figured out, like, yo, she playing him. You feel me? He over here, yo, I'm going to freaking kill you and all this stuff. Like, you taking my money, taking my clothes. You ain't giving me my money. Whoop-de-whoop. This dumb nigga, right, starts trying to, like, still keep in contact with her because I guess he was trying to win her back or whatever, but nigga was dumb. Keep in contact with her. He goes and just let her know he's sleeping in a shelter, a hostel, doing all this. Like, yo, I'm going to go fix this mess that I created. I'm going to go to Athens, Rome. And she was like, why are you going to go there? She's like, I got to fix things. And then the nigga went offline. Right when the nigga went offline, obviously, she knows the nigga's always on his phone. So she looks at planes and stuff like that and try to align the time that the plane took off to the time that he was offline. He went offline on the WhatsApp app. And she lined it up, bruh. And she figured out the right plane, or she guessed the right plane, right? So she sends the information to the local police, blah, 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 because this nigga was on the run. And she's like, yo, it's in their hands now. They ended up arresting the nigga. And the nigga got expedited back to Israel. This nigga got sentenced. But the thing is, he got arrested for a fake passport. So he got sent back to his original country, right? And then he got sentenced for 15 months. Guess how much months this nigga did? 5 months. And got out that hoe. Now this nigga's offering business classes to learn how to finesse people and finesse the business system, bro, right? And remember, this nigga had a bodyguard that played the part the whole time. He ain't snitch on the bodyguard because the bodyguard never got caught. He's not wanting nothing like that. He also had another business partner that played like he was is his business partner during like a meeting or whatever. He's like always there. He ain't snitch on them either. He ain't do no snitching. And those people ain't never served no time. But look at that. This nigga finessed these girls out of 10 million. Got back on his feet after 5 months, right? Doing 5 months. Got his bread back up. And now this nigga's still living the life in a way. Like, they say he's dating a model. Look at that. That's one side, right? Down, look at the other side. This nigga, I mean, the girls that he finessed, they are still paying off their debts, bruh. Even though he said take out the loan, but he ain't forced them to have a gun to their head telling them to do that. So they're responsible for those loans. And with American Express and stuff like that, bruh, their interest rate, they play no games. That stuff is up there. Like, if you don't pay that stuff, bro, it's just up there. So they're still paying off their debt, right? This nigga finessed a lot of women over 10 million, lived the lifestyle that he lived, did 5 months, and now he's back on his feet good. It's not like the nigga broke now or homeless or something like that. So who really won? Then they made a movie about this nigga. Like, who really won? You feel me? To me, I think the nigga won. Now, this nigga messed up. Because he didn't have a backup plan. He ran the same play over and over again. Just because it's so successful, bro, you're going to bust one of these times. And you got to be prepared for that. So with me being me, this is exactly what I would have done. I would have grabbed the money that I'm grabbing from these girls, right? Finessing these hoes. I would save like 10% of that and put it into real estate. Like, this would be a legitimate business right here, right? Legitimate. Like, this stuff is gonna send money straight to my account every time. This just gonna be emergency money, just in case I feel like I'm backed up in a corner. I'm not gonna be like this nigga, you feel me? Like, if you lose a hoe, yo, I'm just gonna run another play. Yo, that one crashed out. I'm not gonna freaking bury myself with one woman. That's your only option, and then you can't eat. You over here freaking in a hostel. Now your mind ain't thinking right. You ain't thinking clear. So you need that plan B, bro. That plan B need to be a legitimate business. You're right, getting all this bread, nigga. You could have bought property back where you're from in Israel and rent these hoes out and had money come into your account all the time. Because if you finesse 10 mil, you feel me? Bro, you got at least put 1 million towards properties. You feel me? 2 million towards property. Like, come on, my nigga. That's what I'm saying. People don't plan to, like, the escape. People just plan, like, just to, oh, I'm just going to continue to run this play until I crash out. Like, when he crash out, it's like the worst crash out. His wasn't that bad because he did 5 months, got out, and he back on his feet. And he dating a model. Ain't that something? Wild. But though, that's the movie, though. Nigga bounce back. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. Hey, shouts to that guy, bro. I ain't never heard of finesse like that. Nah, niggas finessed a lot. And I heard a lot of finesses, but he's down there. He up there. He a legend in the game for sure. He up there with Hush Puppy. Definitely. Finesser. Finesser for real. Now I'm going to say dating apps, bro. With dating apps, man, everybody been on a dating app. Every single person. Everybody. Because it's not like back in the 1950s when you meet a girl at what's those things called? A rolling rink. It's not like that no more, nigga. People are on, like, Facebook. People are on apps, bro. You feel me? But on those apps, you don't really know the niggas' intentions, right? You know, if they're really trying to date you or whatever the case is. So you go to a dating app. But them dating apps link to your Instagram or whatever, your Facebook, and it shows like more pictures for the people. So like on Tinder, you can link those things. Did I ever link it? No, bro. Because my objective was to smash, nigga. And shout out to Gio. He's my cousin Sam's friend. This nigga Gio told me about Tinder a long time ago. He's like, bro, I'm smashing these hoes, whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. And I was single at the time back then. Like, this is like years ago, like 5 years ago or something like that. This nigga's like, yeah, he used this app called Tinder. I was like, Tinder? What the hell is that? He's like, bro, hoes is just there ready to smash, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, for real? I'm like, well, shoot, nigga. Hey, let me get some of that in then. You know what I mean? The more the merrier. I already had hoes, but if I can get more, nigga, even better. So this nigga tell me this the app, here it is, blah, 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 and all that. This how you use it. Try me the ropes. He's like, yo, I gotta go see this girl right now. I'm like, oh, word, all right. So nigga, show enough. Hop on there, and bruh, sure enough, shit started ringing and clicking and stuff started hitting. You know what I mean? Like, just like that. And I think, I don't even know how that app got the image of just a smashing app. You feel me? Just a hookup type of app. Because originally intended for real dating. But I don't know how it happened, but all around the world, niggas already know what it is about smashing. But then you got them people that go on there is like, oh, I'm not about that, da da da. So why are you on here then? It's like going to a strip club and you're not about seeing naked women and women shaking the ass. Nigga, why are you here? Like, get the hell up out of here then, bruh. And I see people like that when I was on there, right? I was like, why are you here? But they say that because they want you to try harder or try to get them. Women like that chasing game shit. You feel me? So any men that's on there right now and you listening, don't even worry about any of that, bruh. Still pursue, because I would say this. Same women that said that shit to me, the ones that actually pursue, smash, bro. Never even dated them. You feel me? So, hey, but to me, it's just stupid saying that. Like, it's like a little buffer you want to put. But at the end of the day, niggas still there to smash men and women. Like, it's like, don't get it. But that's the app, man. That's the app. I ain't never had no crazy experiences. I never got finessed. I ain't never like. Yeah, Brian. Now I'll say this. To smash a couple of these hoes, I did. Went to some freaking some shiesty places, bro. Like some places that's like, man, bro, I might get set up to get jumped. You feel me? People are getting steal my car or something like that. Now I did go to them type of places. Some of them places, you feel me? Because I didn't like people at my place. Because I'm like, man, nah. Because, like, what if something happened? You feel me? You're going to be, like, banging on my door. The attachment, clinginess. You know what I mean? Like, so I was like, I'll always take the risk to go to them. And it worked for the most part. Like I said, I never went through nothing crazy. Never got finessed. I ain't never heard none of my niggas get finessed. But Tinder, though, that place is to smash. So all the other stuff that the people talking about, like, you just getting finessed. Like, you can't really be on there trying to go really get a real serious relationship, right? And other hoes that be on there, too, is like, oh, I'm just here for entertainment. Well, get the fuck up out of here, then, nigga. Go watch Disney Channel or something, because I'm not with all that. God had some girls that said that to me. I was like, well, get the hell up out of here then. I ain't with all that. And bounce. Do you feel me? So, y'all, y'all be easy. You feel me? Y'all be smooth and y'all be safe out there. Because I did hear, like, women were out there, like, playing with niggas. You can't play with all niggas. All niggas ain't here to play. So I was saying, like, women try to go on there and get, like, free, like, dates or whatever, right? Will go out to eat and never call niggas back or don't want to give up the pussy. Some niggas, when you say yes and you show up, that means, yes, you getting pussy tonight. And some women think that shit's a game and niggas is going to be cool. Like, it can't happen to me. Man, some people be really dying for not trying to give up that pussy. So don't put yourself in some situation that you end up killed because you think all men are just going to take the L and go home. Nah, some ain't playing like that. So y'all be safe out there. Really be safe. But I have heard of one relationship that was successful from Twitter. I mean, I keep saying Twitter, man, from Tinder. And it's this one dude that I used to know. His name is Josh, and like his girl is something else. And this was around the time that I was smashing hoes off Tinder, right? And he told me, yo, I got a girlfriend, whoop de whoop. And we at the gym was lifting. I was like, oh, where'd you meet her? At Tinder. I looked at him. I was like, nigga, what? He was like, yeah, man. Met her off Tinder, bro. She is just like me, the love of my life. Whoop de whoop, this, down the third. And like I said, this 5-6 years ago. I'm like, nigga, get a hell up out of here, right? And sure enough, man, all these years later, these niggas are still together. They got a kid now together. And another thing, she had a kid before she met the nigga. So to me, she was on there trying to get her mind off the baby daddy because the kid was like recently just born, right? And this nigga started falling in love with her. So to me, like it was like he was like a rebound or something like that, or like someone to like comfort her. They started dating, and man, 6 years later or whatever, showing up. Hey, you guess you never know where you can find love, bro. Love's out there. Cause they still together rocking, and they've been through some stuff. Like, it wasn't no like it's all been just peaches and cream. They've been through some stuff, and I'm like, damn, that's crazy. But it's a beautiful thing, you feel me? So there is hope. Just like them women on the Tinder swindler, they thought they have no hope in love or whatever, but there's some hope out there. It's very slim when you're doing those things, but it's there. You feel me? And you want some like peace or something. I don't know why these people just don't go to Christian Mingle. Like there's so many apps that like are for what you're looking for, but people tend just to go to Tinder. I'm like, bruh, if you want a nigga that's like religious or a woman that's religious or whatever, go to there. You feel me? Like it happens. And be careful too. Cause there's a lot of like transgender type of people. You feel me? That try to get like straight people caught in a way. Like y'all just be careful, man. Y'all be careful for real, cause it's wild. So hey, it's wild. So y'all be careful for real, man. But that's my whole experience with it, man. And when you're in a relationship, like definitely delete all those apps. I just feel that's respect. You feel me? Like, why you still have those on your phone? That's what I'm saying. I don't check phones. Like, I don't do that because at the end of the day, man, when God wants me to see something, I'll see it. You feel me? And when God shows me, like, when I ask, like, show me that this person is not a lawyer, like, whatever the case might be, whoop-de-whoop, sure enough, God delivers. So I don't ever do, like, the let me see your phone thing. But just off of respect, I think it would be the best to delete those things. And that's what I did when I got into my relationships. Whew, man. Tinder. Man, that app is legendary, bruh. You know what I mean? That app is legendary. That swipe and swipe, it's so easy, so simple. That shit got addicted. And it's addictive. You feel me? So y'all be careful out there. I know some of y'all still out there in them streets. Yeah, y'all be careful, man. Y'all be careful, bro. For real. Like, women, protect yourself. Have a taser or something like that. Men, sure, you might need the same thing because I heard niggas be getting robbed and set up and jumped. You feel me? Take their car. So y'all be careful as well. It's all great things here. It's all great vibes. Great things. Great things. Hey, man. We about to log up out of here, man. I hope y'all had a good time with your boy. This the saddest time of the podcast because it's time for me to let y'all go. Man, thank y'all for rocking with me always. And if you haven't listened to all the podcasts, go out there and listen to them. We got season one. That's the More Life podcast with my cousin Sam. And when it's season two, that's just me, myself, and I holding it down like a real nigga do. You feel me? So we getting the hell up out of here. And it looks like Schoolboy Q dropped a new song. That like, yo, I wanna play, bro. I wanna play. Maybe we can listen it together. And shit, when it's over, you feel me? We're just gonna zone out. You feel me? Okay, this Schoolboy Q. Let's see what these niggas talking about. Actually, nah, we gonna play it like this, man. We gotta get hyped to get up out of here. I want y'all to feel good. Feel good after listening to this pod. And let's get turned. You feel me? Yeah. Hop out with this chop out in my op house. Niggas swear they don't fuck with 12, be trying to cop out. Try bounce, smelling what I'm cooking, put the rock down. That bitch used to fuck with us, she a op now. Black bitch fucking B, her excuse, she selling beans. Who want them for 17, 1,000 under 11 G's? F check, exotic, no, a nigga myth. Yes, rapper, where? I sell dog, and I'm not a bitch. Yeah, just fresh, circle squares, and I solid up. Quarter large, this bitch hitting hard, she try not to stir. I don't care, I done dumped on niggas with they mama there. I'ma jump out first, you know I never been no follower. I say down the swallower, supreme truth by the purse. I don't trust a bitch, so if I slip, my youngest still alert. Rapper second, killer first, my eyes probably invented shirts. What's the next still in the dirt, little homie and cousin? I'm young, thug, big sprites, they muddy. 12 uncles, they nutty, we been killing for money. Killing for nothing, bird face in public. Let's get back for our brother. Nigga, better not ask for nothing. Back up, better not touch me. Niggas get killed for clutching. Nigga, die before they blink their eyes. Ain't even see me up. And here was fire. Them that crossed my eyes. I ain't even get the fuck. I was high. We just met one time. I told this bitch I love her. And I told this bitch is fuck her. Can't get me, gotta do my brother. Count to three or three. I'm dumping, bumping, jumping, fuck him. Still yelling free Reek, I'm still yelling free me. LSP, free the shiners, exotic weed. Got C's, I ain't banning. Fuck niggas been trying me, ain't no putter behind me. I'm on this shit for real, ain't jumping on no deals. Before I was counting M's, I was keeping up with drills. I know what you ain't did, and I know that you ain't built for smoke. So why you playing with a nigga who done killed before? We still young, thuggin', yelling free all my brothers. Yelling free all the shiners. Indicted for wearing diamonds. Woo. Fuck them. Yeah. Woo. Yo, that beat go crazy, man. But thank y'all for being tuned into this episode, bro. I greatly appreciate y'all, man. You already know what it is. Alhamdulillah, man. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. None less, nigga.